Dear friends, this coming Tuesday and Wednesday mark exceptionally significant days for us. This coming Tuesday is Yom HaZikaron, Israel's Day of Remembrance, a day in which we remember all of those who have fallen, establishing and defending the state of Israel, as well as victims of terror. On Wednesday, we celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut, the anniversary of the founding of the state of Israel 72 years ago. There's much hashkafic and halachic debate about the role of Medinat Yisrael, about the role of the State of Israel in our contemporary Jewish lives. Some see the founding of the state as Aschalta de Geula, the beginning of the Messianic process. Some explain that the Messianic process began way before the establishment of the State of Israel, but that the establishment of the state was just another comprehensive step forward. Others see the founding of the state as a setback, understanding that perhaps we're not supposed to have a state. There's not supposed to be a Jewish autonomous homeland until the coming of Mashiach. And others understand that perhaps the state does not have messianic significance, but at the end of the day, we have a homeland for the Jewish people. And my dear friends, as I tell you every year, my personal feelings are, as I believe with all of my heart, that the founding of the state of Israel is a profound step forward in the coming of Mashiach. And with the founding of the state and the contemporary state of Israel, we get to hear the footsteps of Mashiach each and every day. But the truth is, to a certain degree, whatever your hashkafic preference or leaning is, we have the incredible privilege to have a state of Israel. We have the incredible privilege to have once again access to our homeland, a home, an ancestral homeland promised to Avraham Avinu, that is now ours, that even now in these days, when the airport is closed because of coronavirus, we know it's closed because the Jewish government made the choice to close it. It's not closed because some foreign entity controls our homeland and limits the number of Jews that could come at any time. It's not just Harabayis b'yadeinu be'eretz Yisrael b'yadeinu. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time where the only thing standing between us and setting foot on our sacred soil is the cost of a plane ticket. We live in a time where our country is defended by a Jewish army. We live in a time where Baruch Hashem yeshivos are able to flourish, Bate Medrash are able to flourish, and Jews are able to live in accordance with their lifestyles and beliefs, however they fall out on the religious spectrum, and are supported by the infrastructure of a state. The state may not be perfect, but it is certainly cause for incredible celebration. So on Tuesday, we will take the time to reflect and to mourn for those lives who have been lost and families shattered, to be able to perpetuate and secure the dream of a Jewish homeland. And on Wednesday, we will celebrate the fact that 72 years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us back our land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us back one of the most valued and precious treasures of Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. We'll be sending out the list of programming from Yom HaZikaron to a Tekes Ma'avar transition ceremony to Yom HaAtzmaut. We'll also be sending out some incredible opportunities to learn, a beautiful learning program established to go ahead and give us a proper spiritual framework to remember those who have fallen defending and establishing the state, and to do something substantive to be able to lift up their neshamas. We'll be sending out detailed programming regarding a variety of shiurim and concerts delivered, taking place over Yom HaAtzmaut. And Amir Tashem and Yom HaAtzmaut, I will share with you another video shiur highlighting the beauty of this day, the centrality of our land, and the gift of Eretz Yisrael. So please stay tuned to all of the incredible information and programming that is coming for these two very important days, and let us hope that Amir Tashem, that the same way that we have begun to hear the footsteps of Mashiach, may those footsteps become louder each and every day, to the point that they are deafening, to the point that we can no longer ignore them. And may we be zocha, all of us together, with our families, with our communities, and all of Am Yisrael, to Mi'artz Hashem, behold the great day when we go back to our land, one nation, with one art, with Mashiach, with a Beis HaMikdash, for all eternity. Amen.